Damien McAleen, All-Ireland champions for a second year. Just been surrounded by family members, photos, interviews galore. You've got a chance to digest it maybe a wee bit. What does it feel like, Damien?
That's first class, to be honest. Just unbelievable that we got over the line. But the game was a massive challenge for us overall. We probably played for 10, 15 minutes and that was enough to technically get us over the line. The goals, yes. Probably the key scores in the game, but I suppose when Sargi kicked a point to the left foot at one stage, we settled for that 10, 15 minutes and took over and we basically, I don't know, maybe kicked three or four in a row at that stage, so that was the whole win of the game.
3-1 up, then 3-all, then James hits the net from the penalty. Armagh get the next three scores, and Damien, maybe at half time, they might have got at least one goal in that first half. You were sort of living dangerously at times, but you just got in at half time. What was the feeling?
We were carrying the ball into the tackle and making it difficult for ourselves. The Armagh scored 4 points from us carrying our turnovers, which is what you're not. On a day like today, where the conditions were really difficult, control of the ball was key. And we weren't doing that. The second half then even probably took us probably the guts of 10 minutes to get it together and get that period of dominance for us and start to use the ball, keep the ball and not give it away and stuff. So at that point then we kicked on and were able to show the quality that we felt we had to win the match.
I think it was 9 points to 1-4 at a stage, and then he's held Armagh to just 1 point after that. What changed in your opinion?
Just we started to win ball, started putting far more pressure on and around the middle. Our key players started to stand up. Sergeant, Luke Grant, Eamon really started to come in it there, and they won the match for us, like, to be honest.
A couple of moments, Jack's catch near the end, Turlough McHugh flicked one off the line, Ronan Cannon come out of a ruck of players, Sergeant come out of one near the end. It needed everybody, Damien, today.
Needed everybody, surely, and I thought we had to fight very, very hard for decisions. Like some of the things that we were getting punished for wasn't happening at the other end. Like, and that one you're talking about, Ronan Cannon, he was absolutely mauled, and then the next thing he gets blew up for over Kyan or something, that's a point again. So we felt there's a number of those, but like we got over the line despite that, and that's really it.
2 years, two All-Irelands, two Ulsters, and obviously you lost the first league final last year, but how do you try and put that into some sort of context as to what that 2 years has been like for you and for the two groups, I suppose?
It's unreal. Like I was going to Centre Park next week, and I was in Centre Parks when I got the call to come and take the job. The irony of it, like what it delivered in the meantime. But look, you have two quality groups of players. The depth in the squads has been serious. The quality in the squads and the lads that didn't get game time today. Like I wish I could have played at least 20-25 men today, but you couldn't. It's difficult for them. They've put in the same yards, the same work, and you don't get onto the pitch in all Ireland final day. But look, that's what the thing is, isn't it? And that is why you're fit to produce teams, because you have a depth of quality, and there's lads maybe not even on the squad that would be in other squads and getting developed too. So look, just delighted to have maximised our potential, I suppose, is the key thing.
And on this squad itself, obviously you had boys over from last year, but what sorts of defending characteristics of this group? Because I've asked you this question a few times after tight games when you're in the corner, you always seem to come out. So is that the defining characteristic, or is it something else?
No, I think if you take the Dublin match, even the Ulster final, Dublin match, Kerry match, there's different answers, there are different questions to and different answers needed in the different days. But every day the boys showed not just the character and the appetite for the game whenever it's the Melbourne Pop, but the sort of intelligence around it and the quality that's needed to get over the line to win all Ireland. Like, you don't to win all Ireland, everything has to be right. I've learned that the hard way previously, and thankfully we've got it right these 2 years.